You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
We have Sarah Ellis joining us. She's a feline behavior expert for International Cat Care. We're calling you. Is it London we're calling today?
Wiltshire.
Wiltshire, of course, down the street. So how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're a cat expert. You probably own a few, right?
Just one.
Or they own you, right?
Yeah, he's here right now.
Now, is he a very particular cat? Does he like to be petted only in certain areas?
Yeah, he does, actually. To certain areas, certain times, certain places.
Tell me about your research.
Sure, okay. So I did a scientific study looking at where cats might like to be stroked. And the reason that we did that is because people often say, oh, I'm stroking my cat, and then suddenly he turns around and he swipes me.
Yep.
So we knew that cats do like to be stroked, but at some point during being stroked, they suddenly don't like it. And we didn't really know where or why. So the first thing we did was we thought about, okay, where do cats make contact with each other? When you know, with their social behavior with one another. And they tend to facial rub their heads together and their faces together, sometimes down their bodies, and sometimes they wrap their tails together. So we thought, let's look at where humans touch cats and see what kind of responses we get, and is that similar to where cats touch each other.
Now, how many cats did you research?
In total for the study, 54.
Wow, so you got 54 cats and you sat there and petted them for days, making notes?
Not for days, that's important. For a very short period of time, for just a number of seconds in each different body area. And in the first study, we looked at 8 different regions on the body. Some of those regions are what we call scent gland areas.
They're called what?
Scent gland.
Scent gland, okay.
Yeah, so where they produce a chemical known as pheromones.
Uh-huh.
And that's the chemical that they use to communicate with their own species. So when they rub against you, they're actually depositing chemicals on you.
Yeah.
We can't detect them, though, so don't worry.
Okay.
So we compared, those scent glands are predominantly in the face. Do you know where they've got a slightly balder patch in front of their ears?
Yes.
Less hair there. There's scent glands there.
Okay.
Behind their whiskers, on their cheeks, and under their chin. Also at the base of the tail. And we compared this to other areas where there's no or much less scent glands. So along the back, the chest, the different areas on the body, the neck, for example. And what we found was that cats are much more receptive to being stroked on the head area, around the cheeks, under the chin, where the skin is really rich in those scent glands. And they really didn't like being touched at the base of their tail. So often people will run their hand along the head, down the back, and then touch the base of the tail. And we found actually that caused quite a lot of negative behaviors in the cats we studied.
What kind of things did you look at as a criteria for being a positive response versus a negative response?
Okay, so we videoed the cats, and then we then observed those videos, and we had like a what we call an ethogram, which is like a behavioral categorization. So to give you an example of some of the positive behaviors, it would be things like if the cat slow blinked, if they kneaded with their paws. All behaviors that we know from science are indicative of a positive emotional state. And negative things would be things like if the cat swiped, or if the cat went to bite, or if the cat turned its head round sharply towards the person who was stroking its hand, or if they just actually got up and left, and that they didn't want that interaction to continue. And actually, there were more negative responses when the owner touched the cats than when an unfamiliar person touched the cats.
Wow. So is there an order in which you're supposed to pet your cat?
No, we did look for an order effect to say, oh, maybe touching the base of the tail is negative because people are just going straight there first. But if they touch the cat from head to tail, which would mimic how cats interact with one another when they body rub against each other, would that reduce this negativity? But it didn't. There was no effect of order there. The base of the tail was still negative. But I should point out that we looked first, in the first study, we looked at touching each area on the cat for 15 seconds. And in the second study, we almost halved that to 8 seconds. And it may be an effect of how long you touch each area. So I know we'll have listeners today that say, but my cat absolutely loves being touched at the base of the tail. And it may be that a fleeting touch there is positive. But in our study, the length of duration of the touch was definitely a negative response.
Well, your individual results may vary, I'm sure. What about the belly? The stomach area, the belly area.
The belly. We didn't even look at the belly. because we know the belly is pretty much a no-go area. We did some pilot work before we ran this study where we interviewed and got owners to fill in an online survey about where they touched their cats. And we know that the belly already is a very vulnerable area for cats. They are evolved from a solitary predator, and we know that often touching the tummy is an area that they just do not like to be touched. So because we already knew that, we just didn't go there.
Yeah. How do I get your job?
I did 8 years of studying and a PhD in feline behavior, then another
wow.
8 years researching cats.
That's cool. Well, I have a strange cat. We have a studio cat that you would love to I'm sure, interview, who's loves belly rubs and loves actually to play
anything.
With the fingers. You play with their little fingers
their little toes.
Between their claws and everything. Really, very different.
Yeah, you always get, you know, exceptions to the norm, and there will be the odd individual cat that doesn't mind being touched on its belly. But generally, we try on the whole to suggest we suggest avoiding it, because if you stroke that belly, often if they don't like it, they grab onto you with all four legs and all four feet, and they can do a lot of damage with their claws.
This is all very intriguing.
Stuff,
if
yes.
you ever need any U.S. cat strokers, you just call upon me. I'll help you out there. I really appreciate all your time today, and you're enlightening me about how I pet my cat now. If people want to learn more, they can go to iCatCare.org. iCatCare.org. That's the International Cat Care Organization. You're the feline behavior expert over there. Sarah Ellis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to head back to the phones for your calls for cats, dogs, iguanas, ferrets, whatever it may be, right now for Dr. Debbie or Joey Volani.
Hermit crabs, goldfish.
Hi, this is Joyce DeWitt on Animal Radio. Please spay and neuter your animals. Thank you.